Now you're in the room, Fernando.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Soliman, I hope you will join. I think we should start now. We're quite late, so.
Yeah.
Bart, do you want to start? Because the first slide is kind of yours.
Okay, yeah. So this is unintelligible for most of you. As you may recall at the Costa Rica meeting, and we're going to do it again at the Beijing meeting, we have this overview of all the projects and activities of the CCNSO, say all the working groups, the PDPs, etc. And so we've included this one, and what it doesn't show is that as part of, because this is a project tool, as part of it, it shows that, say, the membership and the councillors are almost at full capacity. That means there is, say, if we would need to add a real big chunk of work, that we're overstretching, especially the volunteers. And you can see it already, say, over the last couple of, maybe 2 or 3 months when we try to establish some working groups, but people don't have the time anymore and the bandwidth to participate and act as a volunteer, either because they don't find it interesting or they don't have the bandwidth in their day jobs to do anything for a prolonged period of time. So this slide shows all over time all the projects that the CCNSO is undertaking. And the starting point, as you can see, was in 2012, early 2012 in March. So we've moved up again, and at the council meeting you will see a full list of all the activities we currently undertaking, not in this format, but in tables. So this is just to set the stage why, say, the prioritization becomes necessary in order to make a conscious decision on what the council and the membership should do. And it's the role of the council as, say, the administrative leadership of the CCNSO to take that decision. So that's the only reason why this slide is included. So so you have a kind of idea why we are at full capacity. Okay, Gabby, that was all I wanted to say and why I wanted to share this slide with you. And you can find this one on the CCNSO website anyway.
Okay. I can make it a little bit bigger. Can everyone see? Should I make it even bigger? I can make it. This is past better. From last time, what we talked about last time was that we were to provide an example of how our process would work, because we have actually come up with the entire process now, and we were just today going to show you how it works. So we. Here's a document with an example. I'm just first of all wanted to remind you how this triaging process looks like. Just a reminder. First of all, if we get an external request, then the staff notes this request, plus they'll send a template, and this template is sent to the triage working group. And within 2 days, this triage group has three people. As three counselors that volunteer to be on this triage group. Within 2 days, working days, they have to agree on that either the request goes forward, like that. But, sorry, I'm a bit. I cannot, Paulus. I can't enable the scroll now. Sorry. I can do it later. But anyway, so two out of three have to agree what to do with the request. So they will say either that they recommend the council to reply to it or they recommend the council not to do anything about it. This has to be, the council needs to be informed, and they have 2 working days for this. And then the council needs to passively either approve or object this recommendation within 2 more working days. So passively means that they do not have to say, I approve, I agree we should reply, or I agree we should not reply. That's the whole process. And then just to remind you, this is what we agree on, what the template would look like, what we decided last time. This is quite basic and just saying what the topic is, where who it comes from, gives a summary, the date received, and you know the dates a reply is requested by, and some other stuff, just basic stuff. So we took 2 examples to show how this would work. First example is something that how it would look like if we have a request that actually is of importance, and we took one that is actually out now for request. And that's from the IANA, Consultation on Internet Number Resources Performance Standards. This was released on the 20th November. But this is just the first example we're going to give. We have another example, and it's also out right now. This is from the GNSO. They ask us for input for the preliminary issue report on the inter-registrar transfer policy, Part D. They actually asked us to specifically send an invitation to the CCTLDs to reply to this one, although, it might not be very important for us. This is what they normally look like. I just copied this off the ICANN website. This is what the information that's out there for both. So taking the first example, this is what it would look like if we put it into one of these templates. So you see, it's a little bit more, it's easier to see what's happening. So we have the topic, consultation internet number resources performance standards, originator IANA, summary of requests. This summary was more or less just copied from what was on the website because it was fairly short. The date received was 20th November, and last day for inputs will be 11th. Of December. And then recommendation action. I suggested a letter from council. Doesn't mean that this is the correct way. It's just my initial recommendation. And of course the triaging working group can decide that it should be more than a letter. It should perhaps be a letter from the entire CCNSO or something. But this was just my suggestion. And then I suggested that expertise needed, that will be 2 people with drafting skills and 3 people with technical skills. Again, I can be wrong about this because I might, not entirely understand the subject, but this is what I feel, and this is what the triaging group just have to review. I'm saying the date they need to submit this to the council is the 23rd of November because I received it on the 20th of November. So I get, let's say I'm giving them 2 full working days to decide, and then they need to send it to the council by the 23rd of November. And I judge this being of medium impact to the CCTLDs. Again, I might be wrong, but this is the first. This is just my feeling of how important it is. This was the IANA example. Then if we should take the GNSO example, again, the topic, originator, it's again more or less copied, but actually condensed it a bit because it was very, very long, so I took out some stuff that didn't seem to be very important, so I condensed it down a bit. The date received was the 14th of November, and last day for comments, 14th of December. I recommend there should be no action because I don't see that this is really of importance for CCTLDs. So I recommend none. Expertise needed, if any, then I'm thinking that there should be 2 people drafting and there should be managerial or administrative policy expertise. If the triaging group should decide that this is important anyway, even though I don't think it is, but they might think differently. And then again, I'm saying the date of submission to council is the 17th November to give them 2 full working days to decide. And according to my, what I think, I don't think that this will have any impact on the CCTLDs. Again, I might be wrong, but this is my feeling. So this is what the templates would look like. We have one example, as I said, with where I think action is required, and I have one where I don't think action is required. And then let's say that this goes forward to the council. Then we have this prioritization model, which Bart took us through last time. It's based on this Eisenhower matrix, where just saying, Bart, maybe you can explain that better.
Yes, I will. So going back to say what we discussed last time is, if you look at this bit, say assess importance, that's already part of what the triaging is doing. So in this case, is there an impact on the CCNSO? And if so, then you see the priority is high, medium, or low. So if it's medium or low, say if it's low and no urgency, then you would end up in, say, no response. If there is, say, assess urgency, and this is more to do with the timeline, and I'll scroll back up. So I hope you don't get seasick by all this scrolling.
Sorry, because I just clicked enable scrolling, so I have to, sorry, so you can't scroll, you have to scroll now.
I can now, scroll.
Yeah, because I clicked so that everyone can scroll, but then you can't scroll for everyone, so now I have clicked it back, sorry.
Yeah, can I scroll now?
Yeah, yes, you can.
Okay, so going back, so this is the summary of the and say the template for the GNSO request. Now, if you look at it this way, say it was received the 14th November, 14th December, so we're on the 7th already. So that means effectively, and we have the council call on the 11th, that say almost due to its dates, it's impossible to react. So in a way, yes, it's very, very, very urgent. So that means that some of the, I'm scrolling back down again, that some of these potential methods, like a CCNSO statement, a study group, working group, or cross-constituency working group, or PDP, are ruled out just as by its very nature because of the duration of these processes. Say a CCNSO statement, unless there is extreme pressure on it, and say that's almost done by the chair, him or herself, it's impossible. Normally it takes about 6 to 7 weeks to organize a CCNSO statement. So that's ruled out. So you got, effectively, you got 2 ways of responding due to the urgency. If it would be very, very urgent, say an informal response or a letter of the chair. But because it's assessed of no importance or at a very low priority, say, if you combine the two, you would end up, say, in no response. So this is the way how, say, in the case of the GNSO, the template and the prioritization model would work. Now let me take you through the case of the IANA statement. That's example one. I would say, but again, this was an assessment of Gabi. So I would be inclined to say this is of high importance, high impact on CCNSO because it deals with the way CCTLDs interact with IANA, if you look at the what is done. Not in this case, but it's, in this case, and others are coming up. So, but that's a matter of assessment, and that's a good thing. that you have to look into it, what is the impact, and make a conscious decision about it. Again, date of submission to the council. Yeah, go ahead.
Bart, sorry, can I ask a quick question? So in this situation, for example, where the impact to the CCNSO was initially stated as medium, when it goes to the triage group, then the triage group can change it to...
Absolutely, and it's... Look, and this is still, say, it starts with staff, and in principle, with it's trying to capture it, and this is not a hard, fast rule. This is just to enable the debate whether it's important, and that the triage group and the council starts to focus on say whether there is an impact and whether there is a high, low, or medium impact, and this determines the importance of it. So it's just a tool to focus the discussion. That's probably the best way. And it's because we got the process defined. It starts with us. And maybe in the case of another one, Gabi and I could say it's of high impact. We think it's of high impact. Well, the triage group would say, medium, low. And then it goes up to the council, and then it's going to be medium, low. But then at least you had a discussion about it, and then it reaches the council. And again, they view this template. That's the nice thing of having a template, that you capture the different parts of it.
Bart, Hong has a suggestion that, along with writing impact, we should write prioritization. Oh, sorry,
yeah,
Hong raised your hand, so you might want to explain that. Hong?
Okay. Oh, thank you. That's my suggestion, that is we put prioritization into the template. But another thing is I learned from Bart is that it seems the process will not be very much streamlined and simplified. That is not our purpose. We designed this triage group that's to expedite, to speed up the
yeah.
process
yeah.
of decision
yeah.
making.
Yeah.
So absolutely, we don't need three groups. First the staff, then the triage group, and then the council to assess the impact and make prioritization. That's not the intent of our original
No,
design.
No, but it's... Sorry, Hong, but going back to Fernando and to your remark, I fully agree, but at the end of the day, it is... It also means that, let me rephrase myself. What it does, it means that, say, the initial assessment is not solid. It is not set in stone. Along the way, because recall the process from the start, staff makes an initial assessment to assist the triage group. The triage group looks at it and say whether they agree or disagree. If they agree, it's going that way. If they disagree, they can change, especially the impact and the recommendation. These are the two variables, I would say.
Okay, and then they recommend to the council. If the council
yes.
agrees with it, oh, okay, I see.
Because otherwise, and we do it by email, and then you have a very good summary of what needs to happen. This is summarizing some of the debates we sometimes have, and that we don't have to wait for council meetings. It's summary of what is happening. And we can use email very simply because, say, if it goes by email, because that's necessary in some cases, given the short timelines, etc. And then you go into, the action required, and some of them are ruled out. I hope that explains it and explains your question, or that answers your question as well, Fernando.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah? Now, going back, Hong, to your remark about priority, let me scroll down again to priority. Maybe you recall we need this one. Maybe you recall that's why, we use a very simple method called the Eisenhower Matrix. that priority is determined by the importance and by the urgency. If something is urgent and has a high importance, is very then it should have a very, very high priority. So it's, and then you have the additional questions, and that's going back to, say, the examples. Although it might have a high priority, a very high priority, is the capacity needed, or can we find the capacity needed? And that's why scrolling back, and then it's, that determines whether there will be a response as well. So, and then the next one, I'll do this one at the later stage, but say priority itself, it's a combination, and that's why we use this one, or why we advise to use this one. Priority is the combination at, say, initially of importance and urgency. It's these two. If it's, say, what you want to do, if it's very important but not very urgent, it might have, say, a medium priority, but it also allows you to use other methods like the CC&SO statement, study group, working group, or even a PDP to resolve it. Say, you don't want to do a PDP on trivial matters. Does that make sense to you, Hong?
Hi, Bud. Oh, yes, of course. I was typing. Oh, I agree with you. Of course, the triage group will fill in the template that's very useful as a summary, and then fill in the matrix and submit to the council.
Yeah, and going back, because you asked the question whether we shoot prioritization into the template, I think the prioritization is the end result of going through the process. And once you've filled in the capacity needed and the capacity available, may I go back to say, if to one of the examples, say I'm going to use the first example of something where you would expect that the council decides to react. So that's on the IANA public comments. Again, there is this assessment of, say, expertise or, in fact, capacity needed. So that's two people with drafting skills and three to four people with enough technical operational skills to do the assessment of the questions. And say, experience has shown with CC&SO statements that this is probably the best way to work with drafting teams, because, as you may recall, drafting teams, they prepare a draft that will be circulated with the council. When the council agrees, then it will be circulated with the broader community, so turning it into something like a CC&SO statement, and if necessary, can be even shared with the broader CCTLD community, so that includes the non-members as well. But so that's the, going back to this one, that was the assessment of the capacity needed. So you might end up, say, like with a PDP or one of the working groups, is if it takes, say, although, say, the most appropriate way to deal with the issue, and we consider it a priority, that it should be a working group. But then it becomes, okay, we assess what we need, this type of working group members, a chair, etc. But then is the assessment whether the capacity is available. And this goes back to, the initial screen where you saw all the projects and all the... say that people who are engaged in working groups are already, in principle at full capacity. So you might need to find additional volunteers or whatsoever. But so you got the assessment of capacity, and that's one, but that capacity needs to be available as well. And if not, there is no way that you can set up a working group. It will be dysfunctional. And so that's say again one of the assessment lines, and that's where you can use, where you can see where we can use the template as well, and that's been included in the template. Now, going back to, and that's one of the reasons why we showed you the initial, say, complete working program as well. Assuming we are at full capacity, and assume the request, say, in this case, the IANA, is of very high importance, then it becomes, if you're at full capacity, then you need to start comparing this new activity with the others, whether this has a high priority compared to the others. And again, that's just, say, this is just a tool to assist the council in having that discussion. There are no criteria, and this goes back to, I think, Dossie, what you said on the previous call. At the end of the day, this is intuition. But so there is no real, you can have very extensive models doing this with all kinds of weighing, etc. But at the end of the day, this is a matter of intuition. But at least, I think, and that's what we can advise the council to do, you need to focus on this one. You need to say this question needs to be asked, what do we drop and what don't we, and what do we continue? Because that's prioritization. And whatever criteria you use, and that's individual, and it might, and that's maybe an interesting thing. There might be different views from different regions, different type of registries, etc. What is important for one is not important for the other, and vice versa. But that will come to the table if you have, as a council, have that discussion. And this is just focusing on that discussion. It doesn't set any criteria, but, yeah, at least is, and maybe it proves to be not useful, and then we strike it again, but at least we got the most basic information is available to have that discussion. That is, yeah, there is this new activity, potentially. Say, we needed to assess the importance of it, whether it's impactful on the CCTLD or the CCNSO, and maybe other criteria. The urgency, so that's what, how much time do we have, and then say, and what is very important as well, what is the capacity needed? If it needs all the CCTLDs, then it's almost undoable. It's by itself, although high priority, there is no way we can do it, organize it. And the same is if nobody is available to do it, either because of lack of interest or it's too time consuming, and people have their daytime jobs, then again, it proves itself to be non-achievable as a work item. So
well,
then, sorry.
Sorry, Alan. After you finish, I'll say.
Oh, you can ask questions. I'm just summarizing.
No, it wasn't a question. I just was going to say I think you did an excellent job of consolidating the various examples of, you know, project evaluation that were passed out in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I think this is extremely well done and would be very useful.
Huh. That's good. You've done well. As a study group. Well, okay, then we go to the final three steps. And say that's the nice thing of this table. So you can see already what type of action is needed, and it ranges from, say no response to the most full-blown response the CCNSO could do, that's running a full-blown CCPDP. Then, after having this discussion, and this is just recording the council decision, is initiate work. So this is just checking the box. And final go, that's probably the formal council meeting after the email list conversation. And then the question is whether you want to, it needs to be included in the work plan, yes or no. Say, I would say, this doesn't need to be included, this doesn't need to be included, letter of the chair doesn't need to be included, CCNSO statement should be included. As I said, that's a process of six to seven or maybe sometimes 8 weeks, depends a bit on the complexity, etc. But it's a very full-blown, you need capacity, people need to be aware of it, the council needs to revisit it, so there is a bit of alerting that needs to be done as well. And that ranges from, say, a study group is, say, this group, and we do have the use of country name study group. A working group, we have a working groups. And as soon as you go from CCNSO statement up to the PDP, then it probably needs to be included in the work plan. And maybe not just the more flexible work plan, which I will share with you on the upcoming council call, but if you go into the working group and study group stages and the PDP, it needs to be included in the work plan I showed you from the start. That's a two-year overview, and where we've done a bit of resource assessment and resource loading. I think that's the explanation we wanted to provide on the process of, say, how you get from triaging to the template and to the council decision and a prioritization.
Bart, I think Hong has raised her hand.
Yeah, please go ahead, Hong.
Thanks. All these columns look good to me, from no response until a full PDP. I just have one question. There's a CCNSO statement before study group and working group. So I wondered who is going to compose that statement, even without the study group or working group?
That statement is a very defined process. Let me go back again. Scroll up. To this one. Example one. If you look at it, say, with drafting skills and technical skills, the CCNSO statement process is defined as under the rules and guidelines, and this is where you can see there is the council, and then they appoint and there is one councillor who is almost, and that was Becky Burr, but now she stepped down, we still need to find another one, who on behalf of the council is more or less automatically chairing these groups and reporting back. Then you have, most of the time, you have two people, including Becky or somebody else, or maybe two others with drafting skills, and then three or four people with subject matter skills. Say, a recent example of the CCNSO statement was the CCNSO council response to the on the SSR remit. And this will be, and we've more or less initiated this one, although we are waiting for the conclusion of the GNSO working group on the advice of the GNSO working group on consumer metrics, etc. And one of the statements, a couple of So I think at the Toronto meeting, the council decided to have two statements. One was on the metrics, and the other one I forgot, and that's where we didn't have enough volunteers. So that's where you see the capacity, or the capacity available is, if it's not available, it's killing an initiative. Nothing will happen. So this is a very clearly defined process, which is takes up to 6 to 8 weeks. Does it answer your question, Ong?
Well, thank you very much. Now I know that those drafters are appointed randomly. No. They must be volunteers to do this job.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
It is not as black and white. So it's very clear that Gabi, Christina, and I assist the working groups and the statement groups. So once we got a drafting team, we combine them and say we assist them with drafting, etc. as well.
Also, just to remind, I mean, if we look at the first part that this working group did, one suggestion was to set up kind of pools of expertise. And this is something we will try to do within the council as well. So it will be probably easier to because we will know, you know, where the expertise lies. So it will be easier. But as Bart said, it will not be as black and white either, because I'm sure that not everyone will be available always. So, but that's something we will aim for as well. And Fernando has raised his hand, Bart.
Yeah, Fernando, please go ahead. You're the chair of the meeting.
I had a quick question, and just by looking at the example, on the template that's filled out, you know, we have different set of dates. It says date received, that's understood, the last day for comments, if any. And then at the end, we have the date submission to the council. Is that the date that the triage group submits it to the council?
Yes.
So that's... Okay. And there's nothing that we need to add, for example, the date that the template is submitted to the triage group, right? Let's assume that it's closely to the date received.
Yeah, it 1 or 2 days.
Okay.
You don't want to say that's, and that's more or less defined in the process itself. And it doesn't make sense to wait for 2 or 3 weeks to do it, because then, say, probably we've lost every opportunity to organize proper input.
Okay. So, and just one quick question. So when this template is submitted to the triage group, I guess the last date is left blank, and they're the ones that fill it out when they submit it to the council.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments, questions?
Bart, I did have one more question and just a clarification. In the table that you had, where we
I'll
have
the
signature statement.
Yes, go ahead, please.
The last four categories, or actually five categories, sitting on statement, study group, working group, etc., that anything to the right of the sitting on or statement basically is going to need at least, at the minimum, 6 to 7 weeks, right? Well, in time,
the sitting on statements take 6 to 7 weeks. Study group, say, depends very much, say, if you just look at the way you need to define or set, develop a charter, you need to find volunteers, so that takes already a month. Then they need to look into the topic, like this study group. You are a study group, an informal study group. There is no real charter, so we just have this group has the mandate from a council decision. That's it, but just recall, say, how it was formed and how it got together. It was, say, the council at the Costa Rica meeting, the council decided, yeah, we need to look into it. Then there was the call for volunteers. Then it took some time to set it up and organize, so the logistics. And by then, you're already into 6 weeks after the decision itself. And then you need to start looking into the material.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Paulus.
Maybe on the template, maybe they need for a line somewhere where when the issue is closed, the template can also be closed. So maybe you can have a date of closure or something that relates to the closure of the action.
Well, maybe that's a good one. Closure of action.
Isn't that the same date as the last day for submission?
Yes, but say it goes to the council and the council needs to decide upon it as well.
Okay, you mean that way. So
yeah.
The last day for council decision. Yeah, okay, I take note of that.
And then it's closed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you mean, Paulus?
Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Now, any more questions on the process as we've illustrated it? No? Okay, Gabby, do you want to take it from here and say what we're going to do next?
Yes, well, if everyone agrees on this, I think that, like, almost everyone from this working group is on the call, and I don't think I don't hear any objections to this. If you're all fine with this, I'm suggesting that I will sit down and I will just draft the second part of the report based on what we have. Are you all fine with that? I mean, I will draft the report, and once we have the first draft out, it will be submitted to you, and we can have a call and review it and update it and change it, whatever, but so that we have a first draft report. And I will summarize everything that we have discussed so far in it and outline the process, show the templates, everything in the second part. Once we have agreed on that, we put it together with the first draft and submit it to the council. That's what's going to happen if you agree.
Thank you, Gabby. I agree. And sorry, I was on mute before. I just wanted to say thank you, Bart and Gabby, for actually doing this on the Adobe Room. Looking actually at live examples helps us better to understand how the process would work.
You're welcome. We can do that in future as well. I don't think that. Would you like to have a call before the Christmas break, or is Fernando? That would be in 2 weeks, the 21st.
I'm trying to think. I guess since we have a lot of people here on the call already, maybe. I would be available, but I don't know if other people will not be available. We can probably do a quick survey to see if people are okay to do a call in 2 weeks.
Okay, I just realized that I can't do a call in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Sorry. I could do it on Thursday, though, but not on Friday. I'm sorry.
Fernando, may I suggest that we reconvene on say approximately the end of January, because that will give especially Gabby some time to really write it up. Then you have it well in advance of the meeting. Otherwise, it's going to be rushed, and that would be because then by then we'd be starting to work on a final report, so maybe one or two iterations of that draft, and we need to revisit the first set of recommendations of the study group anyway, because of the questions of the council at the Prague meeting.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I could aim at having the first draft ready by, let's say, mid-January, and I send it out to you about the week before we reconvene. I will send out a doodle poll as well to see if people can do it end of January.
So would we be looking at having a call, I guess, then 25th of January?
We can do it, yeah, 25th of January. Would that be okay for everyone on this call, same time? 12 UTC, is that working for everyone?
Hong, that doesn't go into Chinese New Year, does it?
Oh, Fernando, Chinese New Year is the beginning of February. I missed the day we're going to have a call. Is it 25th of December? It's Christmas Day.
No, January.
January.
Oh, the 5th of January. Oh, okay. Oh, that's okay for me. Thank you.
Okay, let's set that date then for the next call. 12 UTC.
Every 2 weeks probably afterwards.
Yeah.
I think we need about, say, the 25th, mid-February and February.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's reconvene on January 25th. And Gabby, thank you. I guess we'll look for the first draft. In January. Okay. I think we're on time. Thank you everybody for joining, and once again thank you for joining the Adobe Room. I apologize I was a little bit late, but this was actually a very, very good way to fully see the entire process.
Thank you, and see you next year.
Yeah.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy
New Year.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.